It is important because when I was at school, when we were doing journalism, we used to brag about the idea that we are the voice of the voiceless. We have an important role to play in the community. But, you know, when I joined the media house that I was working for and I was working in radio, I finally realized we were not leaving that statement. We were saying that we are the voice of the voiceless, but actually the so-called voiceless people had no representation in what we were saying. So I felt like that statement wasn't really what we were saying it was. So when we came up with SEMCOD, we wanted to help media houses actually leave that statement. When we say that we are the voices of the voiceless, we want the media houses or the radio, for Uganda radio, because radio is everywhere, 95%. So basically when I'm talking about media strategies for SEMCOD, we are working with radio stations. We want the radio station's programming to be representative of the audience. So the media strategies that we come up with are to help the radio stations get the audience to participate into what they are preparing them for. You know, it's just like making for someone a meal without you knowing what they really like to eat.
Okay, now we have to talk about the unsympathetic but very important topic, money. Who's financing you?
When we started, of course, being in the media, we had a lot of contacts. So we were trying, first of all, to engage radio stations and trying to see if they can accept us to do trainings, training the community reporters and their fans. But it was kind of hard for them to come up with these budgets simply because, of course, 80% of the radio stations in Uganda are owned by politicians and maybe businessmen who really have no interest in community media. But fortunately, we managed to have a meeting with DW and they started funding us. But we also have other funders like Konrad Adenauer Stiftung.
And what can the local reporters do what the journalists cannot do?
I think the local reporters and the journalists play a complementary role. While the journalist is trained to be able to do investigative journalism and all that, most country radio stations cannot afford to hire more than two or three journalists. There is a limitation for a radio station to actually cover. So what the local journalists do, they are going to act as some kind of source. They are going to be the sources for the senior journalists at the radio. So of course our vision is to make sure that in every village there is a community reporter who is attached to a radio station, who is able to give information.
And how often do the journalists, the mentors, use the stories of the local reporters?
They use the stories in very many ways. The most common is using them in the news bulletins, especially impact stories. Like, for example, a community reporter can report an outbreak of cholera more immediate than a senior reporter can, because by the time they reach the field, that story has either already been put on social media or anything. So you find that actually the community reporters are able to break stories than the senior reporters. What the senior reporters do is dig deeper into the story and also do due diligence.
Has something already been fixed by the stories of the local reporters?
Yes, a number of things. We call them impact stories. Like, for example, if a community reporter reports a story and there is a change in the community, those are what we call impact stories. And there are very many success stories. There is a young girl in Imbali who reported about safe drinking water in his community. And actually, he carried out an initiative where the locals decided to come up with strategies of building a well. And then World Vision came up and provided funds to actually build a well, and now that community has clean drinking water. But the start was when the community reporter reported about the bad hygiene and people getting sick because of the dirty water. And also, I think the other big thing is now the community reporters are being looked at as leaders. Like, some of them when they started were shy, lacked confidence, but right now they are being looked at as change makers and tomorrow's leaders. Some of them have gotten so much interest in reporting that now they are studying journalism. So there is a lot of impact in the community, but also on the community reporters themselves who are participating.
And what would you wish for the future of SEMCOD?
I hope that we shall become an organization that is going to be the source of this new crop of community reporters that is going to change the way journalism is working in Uganda. We believe that the more community reporters we bring on board, the more we are going to make our newsrooms more inclusive and also to accommodate more diverse views from the community.